سورة المطففين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل للمطففين. Woe be to those who deal in fraud. Those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure, and when they have to give by measure or weight to others, they give less than their due. Do these people not think that they will be resurrected on an awesome day, the day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? This word tafif is very important. This is a person. Now let us not say that he is a non-Muslim. He could be a Muslim as well. Woe to all those who cheat people, who like to deceive people, who like to trick people. Now this can be dishonesty in business, dishonesty in trade, and not just dishonesty of a physical nature, of a tangible nature. When you cheat people of their eyes, when you find a husband, for instance, who is cruel to his wife, expecting her to fulfill all his rights, and he is not concerned about fulfilling her rights. Now if we think about it, are we, God forbid, among such egotistical people? Self-centered, selfish, only taking from others, taking from our mothers, taking from our spouses, taking from our friends, and not fulfilling their rights? See, the mu'min is one who is more interested in fulfilling others' rights than demanding his own rights. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Have these people forgotten that they will be asked? It's not just their rights that have to be fulfilled. People have rights upon them as well. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The mu'min is one of whom Allah says, يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. These people give others preference over themselves, even if they need it themselves. ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Whoever is saved from the stinginess, from the selfishness of his own soul, from the greed of his own soul, such are the winners. People who fulfill others' rights, not just selfishly obsessed with their own rights. Allah asks us, have these people forgotten that they are going to be resurrected as well? They are going to be asked as well, did you fulfill your parents' rights? Did you fulfill your children's rights? Did you fulfill your mate's rights, your spouse's rights? لَيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is not a light day, something that you laugh about, oh well, I'll see about it, I'll think about it when that time comes. لَيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is an awesome day, the day when all mankind will stand before Rabbul Alameen. Now Allah doesn't say the day when all mankind will stand before Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. Allah reminds us that if, for instance, a husband is being cruel to his wife, abusing his wife, then he should remember the day when he has to stand before one greater than he. He should remember the day when he has to stand before one who has power over all, Rabbul Alameen. Indeed, the record of the wicked is preserved in Sijjin. It will be of no use to deny, no use to say, no, I never did that. Allah says it's already been written down. Like it or not, admit it or not, the record will be before you. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. What will make you realize what Sijjin is? A register inscribed, وَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to those who deny. Those who deny the day of judgment. And none can deny it except every transgressor beyond bounds. Only people who are interested in disobeying Allah, who want to have a good time first, they are the ones who say, oh, the day of judgment frightens me and don't talk to me of the Quran and I'm too young for this Quran. None denies it except every transgressor beyond bounds. When our verses of the Quran are recited to him, he says tales of the ancient people. Kalla, bal, rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. No, but on their hearts is the covering of sins which they used to earn. What is this covering that is being spoken of? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a slave commits a sin, a black dot is dotted on his heart. If that person gives up that sin and begs Allah to forgive him and repents, then his heart is cleared. But if he repeats the sin, then that covering is increased till his heart is completely covered with it. The first lie you tell, the first sin you commit, and just think of it, at that time, that dot has come on your heart. Now either you can wipe it immediately, like if your clothes get stained or soiled, what do? We don't just leave them like that, we wash them instantly. Allah says, be concerned with purifying your internal as well as your external. On their hearts is the covering of sins, which they used to earn. Merrily sinning away, not caring about all that they are doing. We find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the cure for such rusty hearts. And the cure for such rusty hearts is constant reading of the Quran and remembrance of death. Not just that we read the Quran in Ramzan and neglect it for the rest of the year. Constant reading of the Quran and remembrance of death. Kalla. You might wonder, so what's the big deal? Allah tells us what's the big deal. For people whose hearts were covered with this filth, with this rancor, surely they will be prevented from seeing their Lord that day. They will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Why? Because Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Only people with Nur in their hearts, with Nur in their vision, can perceive Allah's Nur on that day. And people whose hearts are full of darkness and venom and hatred, such people will not be able to see Allah. Then indeed they will enter the burning flame of hell. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. Kalla, inna kitab al-abrari lafi illiyin. No, indeed the record of the righteous is preserved in illiyin. And what will make you know what illiyin is? A register inscribed to which bear witness those nearest. Inna al-abrari lafi na'im. Indeed the righteous will be in delight, on thrones, looking at all things. Ta'rifu fi wujuhihim nadratan na'im. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight, the radiance of delight. They will be given to drink of pure sealed wine. The last thereof will be the smell of musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For this, let all those strive who wish to strive. This should be our dream. This should be our ultimate ambition. Not that we don't strive for the world as well, yes, but focus on this hereafter. Focus on these heights. This wine will be mixed with tasneem, a spring whereof drink those nearest to Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Allah says, indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed. And whenever they passed by them, they used to wink to one another in mockery. Look at the vivid picture Allah depicts before us. That when you turn towards Allah, and you're running towards Allah, you're racing towards Him, there will be people who will make fun of you. There will be people who will call you fundo and fanatic and crazy. Allah says they would wink at one another. Look at her, there she goes, fundo. And when they returned to their own people, they would return jesting. And when they saw them, they said, indeed these people have gone astray, passing judgments, making fun of people who sacrificed their dunya for the hereafter. Allah says, but these sinners had not been sent as watchers over them. Who gave them the authority to pass judgment over these mu'mineen? فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. On this day, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. The tables will be turned. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْزُرُونَ. On high thrones, looking at all things, are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? See, the Prophet ﷺ once told us, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. When Islam started, people found its way strange and weird. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا. And towards the end of time, again people will find its customs strange. فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرُبَاءِ. There is good news for the strangers, for those who have the courage to obey Allah, not caring about what people might say or think of them. See, that's the liberation that is taught to us in La ilaha illallah. That you're not afraid of people, you're not doing it for people. So whether people praise you or condemn you, you're just doing it for Allah.